Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Merritt, and I'm going to be doing this audio project for the Actors Fund, which I'm honored to be part of. And I'm going to do a little lead into this one act that I did with Anne Margaret. My wonderful friend, Ron Field, called me and said, I'm doing a nightclub act for Anne Margaret here in Los Angeles. I was living in New York then still. And he said, and you're going to be featured. Okay, fine. And Marvin Hamlisch will be doing the music, along with Billy Barnes, who is famous for doing reviews. And we'll rehearse probably 3 or 4 weeks. And then you'll get your transportation out to LA. From LA, we're going to go to Vegas and play the Hilton International. And you'll get your transportation there. You'll get your room at the hotel. You know, you'll pay for your drinks and food and whatever. But, and we'll do the show for, I can't remember how many weeks. It was 3 weeks, 2 weeks, or whatever, however many. And so I went, yeah, sounds good. So I flew out, they paid me away. And here is Roger Smith, who was Anne Margaret's husband, who had been a movie star and television star, and Alan Carr, who was very famous, who also produced Can't Stop the Music with, I can't remember the group now, the one that sang YMCA, anyway, the Village People. So here we are rehearsing, and you know, we started rehearsing, and we stayed at a place called the Montecito, which had been a hotel. It was then a residential hotel, and they put us up there while we were in LA. So there's this girl I knew who had done shows, part of a, you know, wonderful, wonderful dancer, singer, actress, and we were both staying at this hotel. So we're there a few days, you know, rehearsing, no paychecks yet because it's the first week. All of a sudden, about 20 minutes of six, I guess, one morning, I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden the whole room starts to shake. It was like, oh, cute. I bet this is an earthquake. Make a wish. And so Lillian Dono came to my door and I hear tap, tap, tap. She goes, Larry, everybody's going down to the lobby. It's like, okay. And you could tell who wore pajamas and who slept nude. So went down to the lobby. We went to rehearsal that day. And that evening we went down to Hollywood Boulevard where there was a chain of restaurants called Love's Barbecue Pit. And we knew that there was a cocktail lounge in back so you could get cheap ribs and chicken, you know, barbecue sauce and cornbread, and you could get a drink. I don't drink anymore, but anyway, that's another story. So we all three of us, there was another guy, I can't remember who it was, but anyway, the three of us got drinks. And we're sitting there going, isn't that nice that this day is over, Your Majesty? And as we lifted our drinks, the room started to shake and it was a tremor. It's like, oh my God. So that was my initiation into LA. We rehearsed. Bob Mackey did the costumes. We did, it was a concept show. There were like 4 or 5 people who said, well, maybe we should get Anne Margaret to do this, The Lady in Red, or Rosie the Riveter, you know, and we'll do costumes and we'll do World War II and then we'll do this and that. And one of those 3 or 4 people who were the actors and the sort of, you know, producers of this fake act was Steve Martin. And he did a bit, of course, in the second part of the show. So here we are, we're rehearsing and getting measured for Bob Mackie costumes, and we went off to the Hilton International. They put us into the rooms. I think we flew from LA to Vegas. They put us in the rooms, and they invited, since you were the act that was going to be opening up in like 2 days or whatever, in the big room. There were like 2 showrooms. Okay, you were invited to the acts that were playing in those showrooms then. So So the first night we went to see Little Richard, who was, you don't know him, but I do, and he was just crazy, and I guess he's still around. And at the other room, the big room, was Elvis Presley. And so the next night we went to see Elvis, you know, his big show. So that was kind of fun. And then we opened and played, and we had a great time, you know. And I don't remember the length of time. It's got to be at least 2 weeks, you know. And I was featured. There was one costume that I wore was silver lamé spandex bell bottoms. It was like a tank top, silver lamé, with skin tight. So if you had too much to eat for dinner, it showed. And it went down like a ski suit, and there were like stirrups that went underneath your arch to keep it all in place. And then from the knee down, they put these cones that made it look like bell bottoms. And around one knee was black and white macrame hanging down, and around one arm, too cute, was another macrame hanging down. You did any rock and roll with, I think, tambourines or something. I thought, you know, if that thing under the instep ever breaks, I'm going to shoot through the ceiling like an arrow with this last, you know, this last spandex costume. Anyway, that's about it. We did do other gigs back here in the East. We did minimal, you know, like one night stand. We did expo with, you know, just two of us singing background, you know, on a couple of numbers, you know, flew up one day, came back down. We did another thing at the, it was either the Concord or Grossinger's, you know, where we did the whole act, and there was four boys that they found that we had done the original act. We never did any of the big dance numbers or whatever, like Vegas, but we did, you know, backup stuff, and so we did, you know, a gig here and a gig there, and it was great fun. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady, and of course, like I said, you know, Billy Parnes, Marvin Hamlisch, Bob Mackey, Ron Field, you know, amazing. And that's that story.